Yo, this is Jay from Julius C, and when we are not sleeping, eating pizza, watching Entourage, trading silly bands, or playing music, we are listening to Enter the Shell.
Relationship can last. I ask no questions cause I feel like I've been granted my wish.
Granted
my
wish.
Long time since a brother felt like this. I'm not going to the club tonight. I'm staying home. Me and my woman, some Mozzie brothers and Citrus Patron. My homies, they be laughing at me, telling me that I'm sprung. But I'm in the zone when it come to the mama, cause she the one. What I really love about her, she don't even need a man. But she follow my lead and respect the fact I wear the pants. And I got no problem humming myself, cause she my queen. Half the time I spoil her, half the time I'm trying to get her out of jeans. He's still a gangster, he never been a romantic. He spent most of his time with semi and fully automatic. But my baby been giving me reasons to leave the streets. So instead of shooting up the block, I'ma take baby out to eat, cause she my
baby girl.
I'm used to the grown woman, now I've got my own woman. She's so good to me, she gotta be mine.
It is the music movement known as the Enter the Shell Show.
The gangster movement tonight.
The gangster movement going on today.
A little zero for you there, folks.
Zero, my hero.
Oh my gosh, you were like totally like gangstered up.
I was
like,
beyond gangstered out. Did you see? I was like, going
you were like
with my,
gaining like a cholo.
Oh yeah. Oh, beyond like a cholo.
Oh
beyond.
My gosh, that was really fabulous.
How's it going? What's it going? It's been a week since we have last.
There's always a lot that happens in the week that we're apart.
Always,
it's
always.
Like there's not even enough time to like ever catch up. It
people
like.
Think that me and you are like tied at
to the hip. I'm like, dude, okay, first off, we're in LA. It's like so hard to try to keep up with people during the week, you know, unless you have like something totally planned.
Yeah. And not only that, but like your Kai page gets like 10,000 like hits per hour, like people always commenting you. I saw what you did about the Pepsi Coke challenge that you
Dude,
threw
that
out.
That was awesome.
Like 7,000 people went on, and I was like, I'm not even gonna tally this shit up. I'm like, she has 7,000 people, and like I have like myself.
You have like 14 friends.
Yeah, I have 14 friends. Ridiculous.
Hey,
ridiculous.
So if you're feeling savvy, go and find Turtle on Facebook.
Don't.
His friend. No.
I am honestly the most boringest person on Facebook.
I think you're entertaining. Well, actually,
no, I'm not.
Okay, on Facebook, you're not though. You don't keep up with it.
I don't.
But if you want to keep up with me on Facebook, you can find Kai on Facebook. Kai Meyer host.
Yeah, Kai on Facebook. She beyond. I don't even know what you can call to keep up with, but like you're constantly on it. You're like addicted to it.
Well, no, I've got so many like people that follow Enter the Shell and just fans, and it's just so much fun to like interact with these people that you know a lot of them you just meet on Facebook, and it's just so fun to talk music with people, you know. But we're not attached at the hip during the week.
No, not at all.
When we get in the studio, it's like on like Donkey Kong.
Oh, you know what? I brought two bottles of wine.
And we're like winoing it up right now.
Oh, yeah.
I hope we can get through the show because this is going to hit me and I'm going to be like, whoa.
I hope so too because, you know, me and Kai, if there's ever one thing that we know is that when we're together, we have to party.
It's together forever.
Right?
BFF.
Yeah. Right?
No, we do. Like, it's all about having a good time. The crowd loves it.
The crowd's enjoying it. They're like, clap. They're like, yes. We want to party.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay, so what did you do this weekend? Anything fun?
This weekend, actually, I did nothing. You know, the weekend comes and I like to just.
Like, do you just put your sweats on and like hang out on the couch? Or, like,
well,
what
I put
do you
shorts
do?
On. I put shorts on.
You
and
don't
usually,
like sweats.
I don't like sweats. And okay. Then I have my.
But
like,
shorts are like sweats on you because you're so short.
That is true. That is true. It's like I'm always. They're shants. They're shants.
Oh my gosh, we should come out with a turtle shant line.
That would be so dope. We would make so much money. No, we wouldn't.
We probably wouldn't.
Nobody
but
would
it'd
buy
be a
it.
Cool idea.
No, because shants to me are shorts to everyone else.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, I think I had a little bit more of a productive weekend.
You always do.
I was traveling again. I went to Portland.
You went to Portland.
Went to Portland. Saw my sisters. My sister Jackie lives in Portland, and then one of our other sisters flew in, and one of our other sisters flew in. So it was
any sisters from Texas?
Yeah, sisters from Texas.
What? Yeah. Was that awkward? Was that weird?
No, it was like, it ended up being so awesome. So we had Camille and Joy and Jackie, and then I got to hang out with Desmond, my nephew, and my mommy, my niece. And it was just like this big, beautiful family weekend hanging out back in the Pacific Northwest. It's like, it's so slow. Okay, let me just tell you this, though. I was seriously like freaking out. So we're like, you know, going out for the night. We're going to go grab some drinks, have a good time. We're like on our way to like this lounge, and there's like three cars on the road. And I'm like, is anybody like going to be out?
Were you thinking that you were they like, oh, I'm you're like, you're in traffic?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my traffic. God, like there was just an earthquake or like somebody just got shot up. Like there's no one on this street. And they're like, no, 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 it's going to be packed. Okay, first off, you don't realize like how into like Los Angeles and Hollywood you are until like you're not there, because like free parking, there was valet. And it took 5 minutes to get everywhere we went.
What about drink wise? How fast did it get? Did it take to get you a drink? Like anywhere?
Oh, super fast, and everything was like $3. And people, like, if you're churning, people will actually stop and like let you turn in front of them. Like people are like polite drivers.
What?
No, like my sister would like stop and be like, Kylie, I want you to pay attention to this. Now watch, I'm going to put my blinker on. And then she would turn. I'm like, no way. I'm like freaking out.
Like, I don't believe it. Where are we?
No, but it was really fun. We met a ton of just really cool people and, you know, cool vibe back in like Hippieville, you know, Pacific Northwest. But, you know, I'm back to the hustle and bustle, which is Tinseltown, and we're back to party mode. So that's good.
Oh, way back. Now, last week we talked about back to school.
Because it is back to school time.
It is.
Matter of fact, I was just talking, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Oof, I hated school. No, you did. No. I didn't.
I loved it.
I like school too. I'm not going to lie.
But it's like, it's always that kind of weird time of year, you know? My niece and nephew both had their first day of school today.
Where was it, like preschool, kindergarten?
Well, my nephew, I believe he started first grade today.
Now, first grade, is that when they let you take the little red wagon to go get the chocolate milk?
Oh, I'm sure that it's something
your
like
milk
that,
monitor.
You would remember something like
I
that.
I would. I would always make sure there's extra chocolate milk.
Because you're like drinking it on the way back.
Yeah,
to
I don't
class.
Know why I sounded really old and creepy.
Like your teacher was a witch. Yeah. Okay, so my niece, she's like 17 going on 27. She has bigger boobs than I do. Today was her first day of her senior year.
Wait, how
which
old
makes
is she?
Me, she's 17.
And she has bigger boobs than you? Well, I mean let's face it.
That's not hard to
no,
do.
It doesn't.
And
thank you.
Yay,
thank you.
The crowd thank you, concurs. The crowd. Kai has small tits. If you'd like to fund my boob job, hit me up at Kylie Meyer on Facebook. All right, anyways. So in honor of all this back to school business, we thought it would be kind of fun to do kind of like a, you know, we came up with a list of rules that your kids will not or did not learn while they were in school.
We've got
a bunch of rules. I'm going to kind of pick and choose a couple here. See what you think about these. Okay. Rule number two, the world doesn't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself.
That's true.
No, it really is true. And even when you accomplish something, no one's probably going to give you credit for it.
Yeah.
Even though you go to school and think like you need to be successful.
Yeah, like in third
nobody
grade.
Nobody really cares.
Like in third grade or whatever, you always get a gold star or some sort of sticker.
There's no stickers anymore.
No,
like,
not
no,
in real life.
It's like the economy's bad. People are cutting back. There's no more stickers.
The only sticker that you're going to get is the donor sticker, you know, on your ID. That's about it.
That is it. And you still have to pay for that ID. So that totally
Yeah,
sucks.
Exactly.
Okay, this one is hilarious. Okay, rule number five. Flipping burgers is no longer beneath your dignity.
It's not. I flipped burgers.
And no, listen to this. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's true, though. I mean, you think about it, especially being out here in Los Angeles. There are so many talented people from all walks of life that come out here with their talents, but you have to work like three or four different jobs, whether it's flipping burgers, serving drinks, being a prostitute. I mean, whatever you have to do to make it happen.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, because you were a prostitute for a while. How'd that work out for you?
You know what? It really bad. Nobody was buying.
You got the clap.
Yeah. Oh, like four times. Four times. And I still went back.
You and Planned Parenthood are like BFF.
Oh, yeah. They have me on speed dial, those guys.
They're like turtle, okay, yeah. Again.
But you know what? Flipping burgers, I will say this just to, you know, reiterate. You know, I worked for a major chain. I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
Major chain.
Was it fun?
No.
Did you get fat when you were working?
I got really fat.
Because you do, like, you are tempted to, like, eat the food.
Oh, I eat everything. And I hooked up my friends, like, sick.
So you made your friends sick. Fat.
So I made my friends fat.
Okay.
And whenever there would be a specific game, like a Monopoly game, like, I would always just steal from that company and try to win.
And where are you now?
I never won. Thank you.
Okay, and let's see here. This rule, this will be the last of our little rules. I think that this one kind of stands out, and it's very true. And I've heard this one before, but I think it's notable. Be nice to nerds, because chances are that you will end up working for one. And that's so true.
That is without a doubt. If you tell your kids, you know, anything, you say, hey, whatever nerd there is out there,
become friends with them.
Exactly, become friends
and
with them.
Stay in touch.
And stay in touch. And because
he's gonna own Microsoft at some point.
Exactly,
you know,
they're gonna own Microsoft. They're gonna own something. They're gonna be the leaders of the free world.
Isn't it funny how that works out though? Like when you think about, like, well, I unfortunately just missed my 10-year class reunion.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, here's the thing about those things. You only want to go
such
to
such like a size up fest, though.
It is. You know, like, it is.
You know, it's like you have such, like, you're so back and forth. Like, do I really want to go? Do I want to go? Yes, it'd be great to see people, but like.
But all it is you just go there just to brag about your life.
Like, you got
to
make up some, like, just totally, like, bogus story. Not only that, you know, with, like, Facebook and all the social networking, class reunions aren't even fun anymore. I already know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've
now
already seen
your kids. Really showing up just to try to look better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, it's like a Romy and Michelle's, high school reunion. Yeah, I invented Post-its. I invented Post-its.
Oh my gosh, I
Thank
love
you.
It.
Thank you. I invented, and the applause. I invented Post-its
and the round of applause.
Yeah,
so, you know, all of those kids out there that are going back to school, at least enjoy it. The school calendar, being able to have, like, the breaks. I remember, like, when I graduated from college, I didn't even know what to do with myself, because it's like, wait, you don't get summer or Christmas break or Thanksgiving break. Like, you actually have to work, like, around
the clock.
Like, that's not even cool. Like, I want to go back to grad school just so I can, like, kick it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You, where vacation, you only have, if you're lucky, 2 weeks of vacation a year. And those 2 weeks, you're like, wow, I have 2 weeks.
And if you want to push it to 3 weeks, it's because you're using sick time. And the stress of having to lie to your boss just to get the days off is so stressful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, welcome to the new world.
Welcome to the real world. Enjoy school, because the real world... It sucks.
Oh, yeah. No. There are good things about it.
Well, the Enter the Shell world is what is so great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, catching up with all the back to school stuff, you know, Turtle actually had a chance to interview a lovely little lady from the Big Apple. And her name is Karen Rockauer. And rather than telling you about this artist, because, you know, we talk about a lot of artists, we're not going to sit here and talk about it. We're going to give you free music, because that's what we do.
Whale Standing off of Karen Rockauer's latest album, or actually her debut album, Whale Standing. And with us is the fabled Karen Rockauer. How's it going?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, it's a little muggy here in California for September, and September is usually like a really hot month, and it's a nice change of weather. How are things out there in New York?
It's a pretty hot day here today. It's been an insane summer. It's been so hot. So what? I usually like the heat, but this summer I'm kind of like looking forward to fall.
See, I'm very different. I love the fall and the heat. I just try to get away from it. The one thing I hate about the heat, you can't get away from. I can get naked and I'll still be hot. That's what I hate.
Yeah, there's no escaping it when it's that bad.
None at all. So you just released your debut album, you know, so to speak. And how's that been going? It's out in the wild. How's it doing? How's it faring?
It's going well so far. I mean, I released it just a week ago now. So it's starting to get some good reviews. Enter the Shell gave me one of my best ones so far. So so far the response is really good, and I'm booking some good shows. And the CD release party, I had the time of my life. We had a fantastic show, big crowd. It was great.
Now, at the CD release party, were you a little nervous? Because was this the first time you debuted all the material all at once? Or did you just do, like, little excerpts of it, you know, leading up to that show?
We had done some shows where we did some excerpts of it, but we were kind of keeping them on the down low a little bit. So the CD release show was the first time that most people had heard any of these songs live, or a lot of them hadn't heard any at all. And I put together a full band with five of us. It's all female, and trying to kind of recreate the sounds of the album as much as possible. So that show is like, you know, introducing the sounds live. It went better than I could have hoped for.
Now, your sister is actually in the band with you, correct?
Yeah, my sister Sarah. Yeah. She's kind of like the secret weapon of the band in some ways, because she plays a little bit of guitar, she plays the melodica, and she plays like a bunch of percussion and also sings a lot of the harmonies.
Now, is she like you in the sense that, you know, you had the chance to basically get like lessons on how to play, but you said, no, I'm not going to do that. You taught yourself piano and guitar by ear and feel. Did she do the same process along with that, or was she formally trained?
She's very similar to me in that way. Yeah, she I think she stuck out her piano lessons longer than I did. She was a little bit more obedient in that way. But as far as guitar goes, she came to me and I taught her some stuff, and then she took it from there on her own. So she definitely plays completely by ear and feel on the guitar, and she's a great songwriter too. But she gets a little bit of stage fright, so I think she does better in like a group setting.
So let's talk about you basically saying, I'm just going to learn how to do everything myself. And what was the cause for that? What was the spark for that?
I came from grew up in such a big family. I think that I really needed a lot of like private time, you know, quiet time for myself. And part of finding that was kind of like getting away from all these organized classes and lessons and things. So for whatever reason, I was kind of rejecting authority as a kid and wanted to just go hang out by myself in my room, but I didn't want to watch TV. I wanted to like make things or play an instrument or paint something. And so I was always just finding different ways to kind of be artistically expressive. And I found that I was so much better at things when they were my idea. So I guess when somebody told me I had to do something, I found it really boring and tedious. So I just came up with my own little exercises for myself.
I like that. Well, let's do this. We're going to listen to another one of your songs off of Whale Standing. And the song that we're going to listen to is Drawing Roses. We'll have more with Karen right here on the Enter the Shell Show. are back talking with Karen Rocker, who does have an album out. It is available on iTunes. It's called Whale Standing, and you can get the link right on this show. Karen, let's talk a little bit about your writing process. We just kind of talked about, you know, how you were able to play music, kind of you self-taught yourself. Was that the same with writing?
Yeah, definitely. I always really enjoyed studying English in school, but my writing is definitely something that just kind of developed. When I first moved to New York, I had a really long commute. I found a really cheap place in the Bronx, and I was on the train, the subway, for probably like 2 hours every day, and I just got these journals and just started writing about my experiences in New York and what I was thinking and things I had been dreaming about, and I kept kind of coming up with little sets of lyrics for songs from that. So I really liked writing on the subway.
Now, this is what's crazy, because you evolved from, you know, kind of being in the background, you know, of being in all these different bands, and now you're out being a somewhat of a solo artist. What have you enjoyed about that evolution process so far?
Well, I love having kind of the best of both worlds in a way. Like, playing in a band is such an amazing thing, to be like a part of a collaboration and writing with people and performing together and everybody like putting the same amount of work into a project. It's amazing. And at the same time, like, I was doing that with the band Bugs in the Dark, which is kind of like heavier, punkier, party, fun music, you know? And I started craving really quiet music, and they didn't really want to do that, so I just started writing it on my own. And so I felt like, well, if I could do both, I'd be happy. And so I started writing all these like extremely quiet, simple songs that were just, you know, only what I wanted, and that's all I had to worry about. And that was a really nice thing to kind of give myself.
If you could go back and tell yourself, you know, while you were in, you know, the subway or whatever, what would you tell yourself from then to now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think that if I could go back, there's so many things I would tell myself.
Like what? Tell me.
Start studying martial arts.
Why martial arts?
I just think it would be so cool to be able to, you know, do what you had to do at this split second. If somebody jumps you, and be like, "Not, you messed with the wrong girl, man." So I'd say start practicing martial arts and learn to play. Like, I guess I would have pushed myself further in terms of playing in bands and also playing solo at the same time. Kind of, it's scary in New York because it costs so much money to pay your rent and to survive, that it's hard to feel like you can just take that leap and focus all of your energy on the music and really going for it. So I think I if I could go back, that's really what I would say, is like, do as many projects as possible and really just play all the time. Because really, for I think all musicians, the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah. We are talking right now with Karen Rockauer, and her album is out right now on iTunes. We're going to get another little appetize, and we are going to play In My Car right here on the end of the show. And we are back right here on the end of the show with Karen Rockauer. And, you know, this is the thing about In My Car. That song is somewhat, would you say it's a love song towards road trips? Or what's the essence of that song?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's exactly like it's a love song for road trips. It's the kind of, you know, using the metaphor of a road trip as romance. And and also the actual act of going on a road trip with somebody you're in love with.
Have you done that a few times?
Yes. I love road trips. I've driven cross-country before, and it's just romantic, just driving and knowing that you're going to be in the car all day, so you're not too like anxious about getting there, and just enjoying the ride and playing tons of albums and rolling the windows down. I love it. It's just ultimate sense of freedom.
What's your favorite album to play while driving?
Ooh, that's a good question. I listen to so much music. It's hard to pick a few, but I can tell you what I've been listening to recently when I do road trips. Let's see. I've been really into Beach House, the new Blonde Redhead album, Best Coast. What else? I've also really been into listening to like a lot of old Hank Williams and Elvis Presley, and kind of getting back to the roots of things like Woody Guthrie, and listening to old folk music, and just when songs were as simple, you know, as can be, whether they were about like politics or love, they were just like straight up simple songs, all stripped down. I love that.
I love simple songs too. There's, you know, like it's so hard to make a simple song because everybody wants to just add, you know, all these different layers and stuff, and you're just like, why do that? You know, it's already good as it is. Oh yeah,
exactly.
Tell me about you lead quite the dream lifestyle, and I see that in the essence of, you know, when I go to bed, I don't dream at all. Like, I just go to bed and there's just black, and I wake up the next day, you know, and my hand, yeah, you know, but you seem to, your dreams seem to influence you. Tell me about that.
Totally. I have a really active, crazy dream life, and I've gone through phases where it drove me crazy, but most of the time it's just one of the most amazing things about my life. I feel like I get these, I have incredibly like visual, vivid, colorful dreams, and like the whole name of the album, concept of the album, is based on an amazing dream I had, and it's a dream where I was basically with myself, so it was like Karen, and we walked into the ocean together, and tons of giant sperm whales came up out of the water and were like standing around us and praying to us. And all these other little things happened in the dream, but it was such a powerful feeling and sensation in the dream that I woke up, and for whatever reason, I just said, like, I have to do this. I have to make this album. So my dreams have been incredibly inspiring for me and powerful. So
has that been the craziest dream you've ever experienced?
No, I wouldn't say the craziest. I'd say it was definitely the most powerful and most beautiful. But
About those sperm whales praying, like, they have small little, you know, flaps. Like, how did they do that? That's what I want to know.
You know, it's funny. I've been doing all this research to see if some whales actually do that. They come and stand up out of the water. And I've only ever seen one photo of a sperm whale doing it, so I don't think it's that common, but it does happen. And
it happens
in all your dreams. I've always loved whales, and then I have lots of like animals that recur in my dreams, but I've held the whale as kind of my master of my dream life. He's just like the coolest, most powerful Zen thing. And so
I love that.
Yeah, me too. I love it. I feel so excited when I wake up from a dream like that. Like, I was just about to have this crazy journey.
Now, speaking of crazy journeys, right now you're kind of on one. You are pursuing to get your certification to be a tattoo artist?
Yeah, well, actually, I am a licensed tattoo artist, but I am still learning, so I do very simple tattoos at this point, but I think I've done about 46 tattoos so far, and I've been apprenticing for almost 2 years. So it's a crazy world, and I had this fantasy that being a tattoo artist during the day and playing music at night would be the coolest life. So I'm definitely like learning a lot about that.
Yeah. Now describe those two lifestyles. Those seem like very two different lifestyles.
it's funny. I've met a lot of tattooers who are also musicians, and there's definitely like a commonality between the two, because it's neither one is easy, and you have to work really hard to make a living. Although I think as a tattooer, it's more likely that you can find a way to make some money. But it's the thing that I love about tattooing is that it's, anyway, the guy who's teaching me, I guess I should speak to him in particular, but it's still got this like real tradition to it. It's like the guy who taught me is really old school. Like, you have to earn the right to get an apprenticeship, and then when you're in your apprenticeship, you have to kind of just go by his pace and what he thinks you should do. Like, I had to learn to build the tattoo machine and take it apart before I was even allowed to tattoo on a grapefruit, and then I had to do that for months before I was allowed to tattoo skin. And when I first did skin, I had to tattoo myself before I was allowed to tattoo anyone else.
Well, of course. You had to do your... What did you do on yourself?
I did a little blossom on my leg. I had to do two. The first day I did a heart, but I had to do it with no ink so that I could understand what I was doing to the skin, which was really, really bizarre. And then the next day I did the blossom on my other leg with ink, and it actually came out pretty good.
Do you find that when tattooing, that is helping your concentration when it comes to writing or just whatever you're doing?
I do. I feel like I thrive with multitasking, and if I have two different artistic outlets, they support one another. So with tattooing, you do a lot of drawing, and when you're drawing, you can't really be doing anything else except maybe thinking or listening to music. So that's been a really great way for me to come up with ideas for lyrics. So I have lots of journals that are filled with different drawings and then little lyrics written along the sides of the pages, because as I'm drawing, I get these ideas.
Now, you love popcorn, right?
Yes, well, I love popcorn.
Here's my little bone to pick with you. I like popcorn, but it has to be fresh, and I have to eat it within a minute, because then after that it becomes like really cold. And for me, that's the most, you know, appetizing thing is the first minute of popcorn coming out. You're the exact opposite. Do you like stale popcorn or old popcorn?
No, I don't like stale popcorn. You know, if it's all I can get, maybe I'll do it. But I have an air popper, and so I make my own popcorn, and I like to like do it with butter and salt and old school. I went through a phase where I was trying like cheese on popcorn and popcorn with like rosemary infused coconut oil, and those are all nice and yummy too. But the old school butter and salt is good. But I like to make it myself. I feel like when you buy it in a bag, it's never good.
Yeah. Lastly, you are getting married pretty much this week. Is that been a...
On Saturday.
Is that been just an overwhelming process? You had your album just drop, you know, Whale Standing, which is available on iTunes. And of course, we're going to have the link on the end of the show. And then you throw in getting married into the mix. That seems like a little bit overwhelming. Has that been for you?
Yeah. You know, I guess I could have planned the timing a little bit better, but it has been amazing, and it's just a year where all these wonderful things are happening. So I'm having the time of my life. I'm not as stressed as people made it out. Like, when you get married, you go crazy and become a bridezilla and all this stuff. It hasn't been like that so far. So
do you feel that your movement into, you know, for lack of a better term, adulthood, now that you're getting married, is gonna severely change maybe your writing style?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I hope it enhances my writing style. But I've been with the same person for... we're getting married on our 9-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. So we've always been really inspiring to one another. And he's a songwriter also. So I think that kind of making this commitment is going to be really, really great for us, and kind of committing to our artistic life and writing and... I don't know. I wonder if it's going to change my writing style at all, but maybe I'll start writing about, like, marital issues.
You're like, I'm not going to be writing about whales anymore. I'm going to be writing about marital issues.
That would be a big shift for me.
A huge shift.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, you know, thank you so much for being on the show. And I know, you know, that, you know, planning for a wedding and everything, you're probably, and I know you're saying that you're not going crazy, but there's a little bit inside of you. You know, you have family coming in. So, and I know, I know you must be really busy. So we really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, come on the show with us. And lastly, you know, do you have any last threads that you would like to say or anything?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm just so excited to be on the show and that you had me, and that I love that you told me your favorite song is Whale Standing, because it's definitely the most dramatic and powerful song in the album, and a lot of people haven't gravitated towards it. So the fact that you love it, it makes me really happy.
Yeah, I said that song is an epic song in 2 minutes and 44 seconds, you know? It's like a condensed epic song. It's crazy.
Yeah, it starts right off in full force. There's no, like, build or subtlety to it at all.
See, now you got me, because now I just need to know real quick, why wasn't Whale Standing the first song? Why did you put it kind of, like, in the fourth area of the album?
Man, I had such a hard time figuring out the sequence for this album, because I wanted to introduce the album with a song that kind of encompassed a little bit of the mood of all the songs, and so I thought Whale Standing was kind of like a departure from everything else, and that it should kind of come out of nowhere and just be like, you weren't expecting this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Out of left field.
Now, you do have a YouTube channel, and I saw you already your first five episodes leading up to the album release. What more do you have planned for your YouTube channel? YouTube.com/KarenRockHour, by the way.
I want to start doing some little private home concerts on there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the songs that I wrote on the album came out of just me playing alone with a loop pedal, and I think it'd be cool to put a video or two up of that. And and then I also have two music videos planned that I hope to release this fall or winter, depending on how long it takes. But those are like my two big projects as far as videos go.
Lastly, and I keep on saying lastly with you, but it seems that I just don't want to let you go. Where are you going to go for your honeymoon?
Oh, well, we decided to do two parts because we really wanted to go to Mexico, but we also love the East Coast in the fall. So we're going to go to Vermont for 3 days right after the wedding to this, like, culinary resort and spa where you can take cooking classes and go get a massage. So we're going to do that, and then in, I think, January or February, we're going to go to Mexico.
Fantastic. Have a margarita for me. I love it.
I will.
Any chance on coming here to the West Coast, to California or L.A.?
Yes, I am planning on coming to L.A. I'm hoping to be there early November.
Oh, fantastic.
So I will definitely let you guys know.
Please let us know. And do you have any upcoming dates of any tours or anything for you?
I have shows lined up in New York right now. I'm playing The Living Room on October 4th, and I'm playing Rockwood Music Hall on October 30th, and then I'm going to try to get out to Chicago, LA, and Philly as soon as possible.
Cool. Well, that's going to do it right now with Karen Rockhour. Karen, stay on the line real quick, because I'm going to give you a fantastic recipe for margaritas. It's like half tequila, half more tequila. It's been a pleasure. Once again, Whale Standing is the album. It's out on iTunes. We are going to have the link right on Enter the Shell. Karen, we'll talk to you later. And you know what? Let's play. We're going to play another song. We're going to play Evelyn right here on the Enter the Shell show.
I'm going to do it. No one can stop me. Everyone's lying. Everyone's laughing at me with a knife in my neck. Pour me more whiskey so I can't turn back. Why did I trust you? I never should dare. Why did I tell you? You never cared. Thought you were different. What was I thinking? the bottle. Don't give me water. Don't think you'll stop me by calling my mother. This is my night, I'll have it with you. Saying goodbye is all you can do.
And we're back right here on the Enter the Shell show.
Yeah, Karen. Yeah, Karen.
You loved her. I know you did.
I did love her. Even though I didn't get to know her, I love her.
Yeah, yeah. And don't worry, Kai. Don't worry.
It's like all these East Coast interviews, you know, we're just juggling so much here in L.A., but I'm just excited that you were able to sit down and talk to her.
I know. I know. I am too.
She's rad.
I swear.
She's rat-a-tat-a-tat.
If you can only see Kai's face right now, she's really pissed.
I'm like biting my tongue like bad words.
Bleep, yeah.
Bleep, bleep, yeah. Bleep, bleep.
We'll play some more Karen Rock Hour. Hey, listen. It'll be great.
Karen, listen, I'm going to need you to come back on the show, and next time I'm going to interview you.
I love it. We'll interview her together, or is it just going to be a you type thing?
It's totally going to be me. I'm just going to be selfish. I want her all to myself.
Let's talk about wanting everything for yourself, and that's Steve Jobs and iTunes, right?
Yes, he is taking over the world.
Do you find Steve Jobs attractive, if I can just throw that in?
No.
No, not at all.
Not even close. I mean, no.
Okay.
I mean, maybe his ambition and his drive to be successful, it might be a little sexy, but as far as attractiveness, I mean, don't judge me. I'm just, he doesn't really yin my yang.
Okay, no, I was just throwing that out there. Well, it seems that lately.
Why, do you think he's attractive?
If I was a girl, probably, yeah. Like, he fits the
bill?
The bill of an attractive nerd that. You know, I would love to see his wife. His wife's probably hot.
Do you have like a nerd fetish?
I do. I love the brain.
Do you love boys?
No. I did once, but that didn't work out really well.
You learned the hard way.
I did. I did. Broke my heart.
You're so crazy.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
What's Stevie up to?
So Steve is up to this new thing. Now, since we're on iTunes, I have to know. So if you search for the End of the Shell Show, you'll find us.
Yeah,
and subscribe
by the way,
to us.
Yeah, go download us for free. The link's on our Facebook page. It's on entertheshell.com. Get us on your iPod. And when you're bored, if you're taking a road trip, you're stuck in traffic in Los Angeles like I am every damn morning, play the End of the Shell Show. It's seriously going to save your life.
It will. And most importantly, you could stream it from your iPhone. I do it all the time.
All the time.
So Steve Jobs just unveiled that, you know, the new iTunes is going to be coming out. And with that, they're starting to get into the social network game now.
Little project.
Right. We all use, social network sites, whether it's Facebook, Twitter. I know you're new to Twitter.
Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah, Millionaire Matchmaker. I tried using Millionaire Matchmaker.
They're like,
denied. They're like, no.
They're like, how tall are you? And like, you couldn't find your height on the minimum scale. So you're like, I don't even think I qualify.
No. I didn't even qualify those motherfuckers. It's all right. But you know what? Like, if I had money, though, I still wouldn't qualify. Like, if I had $10 million, I'd be like, you're still not tall enough. Sorry.
Sorry about it. Okay, so
So project. Check this out. Okay. So
I'm like, wait, what were we?
Yeah,
about?
I'm like, what were
this
we talking about?
This wine is so good.
It's really good. I brought some wine by
Your
the way.
Your mom's really good.
Yeah. So he's starting this new thing called Ping, and what that is it's a social networking site for like artists. It's basically going to be Facebook with artists saying, "Hey, I'm listening to this right now." Basically, what MySpace Music is. But they're
better.
Basically better and updating.
Dude, MySpace has been phased out like so hardcore.
Yeah, I don't even know. You know, the only thing. See, here's the thing that MySpace did right. They said, you know what? We're no longer going to be a social service. What we're going to do is we're just going to be for music and people that love music. And you know what? To this date, Facebook has tried to rival them, and they still can't get it right.
Yeah, the music side of it, definitely, because there are a lot of artists that are on MySpace that aren't on Facebook. And it's like, get a Facebook so you can tell people about your MySpace page.
Yeah, basically.
Like that's what it comes down to. It's like so complicated.
Exactly. And so what Steve Jobs is doing is he's basically going to incorporate iTunes with, your social network site with Ping. And so like me and you, if we're friends or whatever they decide to call it on iTunes, you can look into my iTunes catalog. And see what exactly I have and I could see
and
what exactly.
Can share
you,
it.
Yeah, well, we can't share it necessarily, but I can purchase something that you can suggest, like, oh I bought this album. It was a really good album. You know,
or
you
I'm buy thinking it. About buying this album. I saw that you have a couple songs from it. Like, what do you think? No, don't waste your time.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
So ultimately, artists are going to have to really cross their fingers with Ping, because that's like a marketing, like, double-edged sword for artists, because it could either help them get downloads or hurt them, right?
Exactly, exactly. And right now there's only 20 artists on Ping, and one of them happens to be our very own Lucy Schwartz.
Oh my God, she is so fabulous. I just love her. Remember when we ran into her at Room 5 Lounge?
Oh yeah.
She's been on the show. We've followed her. She's phenomenal. Her music has been featured on Shrek. I mean, she's just all over the place. She has the most intriguing music videos. She's just really a lovely person. And so we want to give a little shout out to the people that have been with us since the beginning. So make sure you check out Ping. Check out Lucy Schwartz, and then if you're online, then you might as well check out EnterTheShell.com.
Right.
Like, duh.
Now, on the flip side of this, Google and Sony are starting to rival iTunes, and they're creating their own kind of music marketplace.
So everyone's kind of starting to, this is like kind of the new bandwagon online. People are doing this music stuff now.
Exactly.
Because honestly, at the end of the day, if there's one thing that everyone shares, you know, even if they don't share the same type, everybody listens to music.
Everybody.
And it doesn't matter what your background is or whatnot. There's something that you enjoy listening to. And so I think that everyone's trying to capitalize on that.
Everybody. And here's the thing, though, that Google has. Now, Google, they've come a long way. I remember when Yahoo was the big dog and everybody just followed Yahoo. Right. And then out of nowhere comes Google, and all of a sudden they start doing, you know, Google, and then they start doing their products, and now they have their own cell phone, you know, and they're just rivaling any other software company.
They're taking over the world.
They are. So if there's going to be anybody that's going to take on Apple, I do believe Google is the precise competitor.
I mean,
to do this.
You can say Google anywhere in the world and people know what that is.
Do you know what a Google is now?
No.
No, it's like it means like a 17 billion. Like, you Googled something, that means there's like 17,000. Like, it's more than a trillion. So there's more than 1,000, like.
So you're a Google because you've had like more than like 17 trillion
drinks. Yes.
Hits.
Exactly. Exactly.
On the internet.
Yeah, and now the kind of the not stepchild, but, you know, kind of on the back burner, we have Sony Music, who's also coming in to play with
this.
Which
is kind of crazy, though, to say it like that, because back in the day, if you think of like kind of the strong arms of the music industry, like, Sony was such a big name.
It was.
And to see like Google coming up over Sony, like, there's a lot of irony in that.
You know what? I didn't even think of that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Because you think back on Sony and like even the Sony cassette tapes and everything that was Sony. Mm-hmm. My first cassette player that I had was a little red, my first Sony. And like, that was music for me. And now that I'm going to the same place where I look up maps and try to stalk people by Googling their names and figuring out who they are, that's the same place I'm going for music now? That's crazy.
It's all coming full circle.
Something like a phenomenon,
Exactly. So we want to know just exactly what you guys think is going
on.
What
the hell do you think? I mean, are you going to stick with iTunes? Are you going to try it out? I mean, because some people are so comfortable, and some people have invested so much money into iTunes that, you know what I mean? Are you suddenly going to have like all these different libraries on your computer? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do? Like, hit us up, enterTheShell.com, comment on the show. Let us know what you think. You can also, I'd say hit Turtle Up on Facebook. But
I won't
bother.
I won't, yeah.
But
I won't.
You know
get
what? Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/KaiMeyerHost. Let us know what you think, and we'll talk about it during the next show.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're going to do. So this is what we're going to also do. We're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, I know that there is some juicy gossip just around the corner.
Juicy.
All that and more right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Hey, Hey, this is Karen Rockhauer, and I get all my favorite gossip from Kai Celebrity Corner.
Oh yeah, baby. We are back from Portland, and we are so excited to
Fill
be
in.
Back in Tinseltown. Here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. I have some stuff that I think might just blow your mind, Turtle. Since you're such a goosey.
No, I'm goosey.
You're a goosey, juicy gossip whore.
I am.
Okay, let's talk about this really quick. We haven't talked about Beyonce in a while.
And we haven't.
Since, you know, I mean, we are all about music. I thought this was only appropriate. She just had her birthday. Okay? And I'm going to give you, like, two guesses as to what JP might have bought her for her birthday.
Oh, a ridiculous ring.
Probably got every ring that you could imagine.
Okay, how about maybe some sort of car that matches a ring?
Or maybe let's think about the fact that it is Jay-Z and Beyonce that we're talking about, and they're like the most outrageously rich couple in the world. Oh, you just bought her, no big deal, just her own private island.
An island. You know, nothing says I love you more than I'm going to buy you your
island that we can go vacation to.
Yeah, with nobody there. There's going to be nobody there but us. You know, here's the thing about the island that most people don't realize is that, first and foremost, it's an island. If you get there, guess what? There's going to be no store there. There's no going to be these luxuries that they're used to.
You're going to have to spend another gajillion, million, trillion dollars just to staff the freaking place for yourself.
Exactly. Not to mention to import the food. Because if they want a burger at like 1 in the morning, guess what?
Yeah, like what are you going to... Okay, but let me
There's no
let
McDonald's
break down
there.
The details of this whole well,
check
burger
my notes
present.
Department. Okay.
Okay, first off, Beyonce's 29. Did you know
that? I didn't know that. I thought she, you know what? I thought she was in her 30s. I'm not going to lie.
Is it her 29th birthday? All right.
29 and already with
her own private island.
Yeah, her own private island. Ridiculous.
How much do you think you bought it for?
Oh, islands are not going for that much these days. I would say maybe $5 million.
$20 million. Private island in the Florida Keys.
Wow. Currently, there is no recession with that guy.
It's 12.5 acres. 2.5 miles offshore. Apparently, it's this very tropical paradise. And I guess they've looked at it in the past, and he just decided to throw down. So that, I mean, I guess officially, if you think about it, I guess Beyonce is like the queen of an island now.
She is.
I mean, technically, she like is.
That's kind of cool, though. 29, queen of an island. Let's see her wind up at her class reunion.
Well, listen, I'm
be better than me. That's what she's doing.
You know, my birthday was just back in July, so you've got at least like a year to save up to get me an island next year.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen. I honestly don't.
Oh, you're crazy. Okay, let's talk about Niecy Nash.
Niecy Nash, Reno 911.
Yeah, Reno 911. She's on Clean House. She's the chick that's always got a flower behind her ear. She's engaged.
Good for her. Let's get an applause.
She's totally engaged. Her boyfriend, Jay Tucker.
Who's that? I've never known this Jay Tucker my entire life.
I feel really bad. Maybe I should know this, but I think it's just Jay Tucker. I don't know.
So,
if you go online, you know, maybe we can put something on underthishell.com. There's pictures of the engagement and yada yada. Oh, she said yes. Oh, we're in love. Niecy did say that falling in love was the easy part, but she's kind of freaked out about planning the wedding.
Yeah, a lot of wedding. And as you heard,
wedding planning is stressful.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, like, I was just talking to a girl at work today about that, and she was like, you know, I didn't even get to eat the cake. I didn't even get to see my husband. I barely even got to do anything because you're so worried about everything else that's going on the night of the wedding. Sometimes people get so wrapped up they forget, like, you know, it's your day. Like, enjoy it. You know, that's why, like, what do you think? Like, you think that you'll ever get married?
I hope.
Do you go into the whole idea of, like, the big, beautiful
wedding?
Or
you know
is it
going
to be, like, a private little ceremony?
It's going to be...
an In-N-Out burger?
Practically. We've already talked about this. We are thinking...
Me
and my imaginary girlfriend. That if it does happen, it's going to be extremely intimate. Immediate family only.
See, I think that's really cool. You know, I just had
and in a backyard of their house,
of a dumpster
of their house, and you know, I live in the San Gabriel Valley, and I live next to the first ever In-N-Out, and you know, this other
place.
Is
that place. Where the reception would be?
No. It would be, well, we would have it at a house, and we would have chili cheese fries by like In-N-Out's competitor, you know, Chris's. That's our local, that's our Max, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Saved by the Bell have their Max. Yeah. We have Chris's. And
wow.
Yeah, we would have chili cheese fries as hors d'oeuvres.
I can't wait to be the flower girl.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be very small.
It's
going
to be epic. And People Magazine's going to be
there. No press.
You're going to have helicopters.
No press. No helicopters.
No, but you know, it's so
very
funny.
Intimate.
I just, you know, some of my dear friends, Merle and Sue, they actually decided, just the two of them, to go to Hawaii. And it was just the two of them. And it's totally perfect for the people that they are. Like, it was just perfect. They have these beautiful pictures. It was a super intimate ceremony. And it was just like, I don't know. There's just something so, like, sexy and romantic about it. Like, I totally get why they would do something like that. And I get why people like big weddings, too. It's just, hopefully.
I'm currently reading a book. And we're probably going to have the author on.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And they were talking exactly about that, about, you know, how there's these big weddings. And usually that shows a lot that, like, these people are kind of, I don't know.
Like sketch fest?
Yeah. Very sketchy. Very sketchy.
Like, it's kind of like this ego-driven thing, I think, with big weddings. Like, for me, like,
I just
want, like, my closest, like, people. Because I'm not going to pay extra for you to come eat my food and drink my alcohol when it's my wedding day.
Exactly, bitch.
So there you have it. Me as to somebody who's probably never going to get married. No.
I've never going to get married.
Big dreams ahead.
I
can feel the wedding bells right around the corner. Like, all right. So hold on. I got more juice.
Wedding bells around the corner. Come on.
This is kind of a crazy wedding thing. Did you know that Hillary Duff is married? Shut the front door. I know.
I'm going to shut it right now. Hold on.
She is 22 years old. 22. She married a Canadian hockey player.
Yeah, you know what? I do remember something
Mike
about that.
Comrie. August 14th, they had a ceremony in Santa Barbara. Yeah, I didn't even realize this until online I saw a picture of them at, like, a game. And they're, like, sitting in the crowd, and then there was a little caption underneath it that was, like, newlyweds, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? When did Hillary Duff get married? Like,
I don't know. Is she pregnant?
What the Duff?
What the Duff? Is she pregnant?
I don't know, but that's the blessing.
She's married to a Canadian hockey player. Good for her. Good for her.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, so what do you think of Tom Cruise?
Hold on. What do I think of Tom Cruise? Had a dong in.
I know we were talking about Dawson's Creek and Katie Holmes, and she was a different Katie Holmes back
then.
Yeah,
of course.
Do you want to listen to this real quick?
Of course.
Do you realize that they've been married for 5 years?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
I can't even believe that. Now there's new reports coming out that it's been 5 years since they got married, this whirlwind romance that they have, and now their relationship is hotter than ever.
Shut up. After 5 years, their relationship is hotter than ever.
Apparently, they just had their anniversary, and Katie was actually quoted saying that my husband has red roses for me everywhere I go, everywhere when they travel. He's just totally, like, romantical.
Here's the thing. Do you think they're, like, he's just, like, completely sprung still after 5 years?
I have no idea. I mean, here's the thing. I can't wait until I'm, like, at that point. Someone's just, like, so sprung off of me, they're just gonna buy me roses all the time.
They're just completely sprung off me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that doesn't seem healthy. I don't know. That just does not seem healthy to me.
You have to be kind of a dick once in a while, so that when right? you do something nice, it, like, means something, right?
Right. You're like, I'm a dick today, and then you hear
roses tomorrow.
Yeah, roses tomorrow.
No, but I guess I don't know. They're saying that Tom Cruise is a hopeless romantic.
Well, good for him.
I guess good for him because, you know what? They got together and it was, like, this huge thing, and then it was this rocky mess. And now if they're back to like being romantical, at the end of the day, like who cares as long as they're happy, right?
Right. But this could be like a complete like PR stunt. You know, every
totally their publicist is like, okay, talk about the roses.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like, shut up, Katie. Like, if you know what's best for you, here's some money and make up a crazy story. It's like, okay.
I mean, love will make you do crazy things. And you know what? We have a lot of love for our Enter the Shell fans. And
we
think
do.
This is the time where we give a little shout out to the people that give us the most love. I mean, who needs a man or a woman when you've got Enter the Shell fans?
Exactly.
I mean, we've been getting mad love all week. Some of our standout amazing ETS fans: Melina Rodriguez, Steven Valdez, Aunt Berta, God bless you.
Oh yeah, Ursula Elizabeth,
Kearney Payne, my sweet little Kearney.
Chris, how do you know how to say this?
Kilduff.
Chris Kilduff, thank you.
And I think it is it Jaikai?
Jaikai.
Like JK, but Jaikai. Yeah. Ashley Taylor.
And get this. Okay, so earlier we heard that song by Zero. And
Zero.
That, Zero.
Holla.
Holla. And that goes out to my main man, Roger. That song was for you, buddy. That was especially for you.
Get with it. Also, we got another little special something coming your way, and that's on EnterTheShell.com. You know, every week, our bloggers, Richard and Sarah and Milo, are just bringing so much love your way. So many amazing award-winning music blogs, and one of our big features on the website is our Artist of the Week. And I'm going to give you a little clue as to what you can expect. This is going to be coming out on Friday. This week's Artist of the Week was a guest on the Enter the Shell show. So if you can think back, this person is a singer-songwriter from the UK. He's currently trying to raise some money to record his second full-length album, which you got to respect that. He's trying to raise some money.
Yeah.
Like, good for him. He loves New York. Loves New York. I know exactly who this person is. Are you kidding me? Come on. He's a very, very talented musician. You need to check out the blog section this Friday to see how this guy sings for the city.
And the love fest continues.
So fabulous. Yeah.
And while you're on there, you know what? Sarah is going to be reviewing some albums this week. She's reviewing one of my favorite bands. And I know this because I said, you know what? You need to review these people. And she's going to be reviewing Deer Ticks, The Black Dirt Sessions. Also, in her covers review, she's going to be covering Wonderful World by Sam Cooke. And, of course, covered by Herman's Richard. Richard. He is going to be reviewing the album from the Gaslight Anthem's new album, American Slang. So all that.
G-I-G-I, American Slang.
Oh, yeah. So we have all that coming for you. But last but not least, T-Wallager 3000 time. She's got something I'm looking for. Tom Cruise, Back to School, Big Apple, Class Reunion, Prostitute, Katie Holmes, Sony, iTunes, Google, and Marriage. I'll throw that in. How about that?
Yahtzee.
That means it is done. Kai, if you will rip open the envelope and tell us the moral of today's show.
I'd be delighted. All right, the moral of today's Under the Shell show, according to the Demoralizer 3000, is, I quote, "Oh my God, my life. So much cake and so little sex." I like cake.
You're like, and sex.
Hey, special thanks to Karen Rockhour for being on the show, making some time out of her big life in the Big Apple. We really do appreciate it. And make sure you check her out on iTunes. And we're going to have all of her links on the website there for you. And make sure you check us out at endoftheshell.com. Give us some love. We're on Facebook, YouTube, anywhere you want us to be. We're all about you, fans. So keep it real.
Yeah, and until next time, we are out of here.
Later.